Hey guys, Kerry Perez Life here. Thomas. His name is synonymous with doubt. In fact, most know him by the nickname of Doubting Thomas, all because of one incident when he displayed the ultimate in doubt with his best friends. The encouraging part of this story is that he was not kicked out of the group. Jesus did not get fed up with him and tell him to leave. Instead, Jesus extended grace and understanding. And Thomas actually ended up faithfully following Christ until Thomas himself was executed because of his faith. Even though Thomas doubted, he is now considered a pillar of Christian faith. John 20, 24 through 29 tells us, quote, "One of the 12 disciples, Thomas, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, 'We have seen the Lord.' Thomas said to them, 'Unless I see the scars, the nails in his hands, and put my fingers on those scars and my hand in his side, I will not believe.' A week later, the disciples were together again indoors, and Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, but Jesus came and stood among them and said, 'Peace be with you.' Then he said to Thomas, 'Put your fingers here and look at my hands. Then reach out your hand and put it in my side. Stop your doubting and believe.' Thomas answered him, 'My Lord and my God.' Jesus said to him, 'Do you believe because you see me? How happy are those who believe without seeing me?'" End quote. It seems like one of the reasons this story is front and center in the resurrection event is to give you and me the confidence that we can have doubt and still be loved by Jesus. Like Thomas, when our doubts are met with the reality of Jesus, our heartfelt response is always worship.